Welcome back to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Jade Hindman. La Jolla Playhouse kicks off its annual WOW, or Without Walls, festival today. It's a four-day celebration of immersive, interactive, and non-traditional theater from local, national, and international artists. And it's all on the campus of UC San Diego. KPBS arts reporter Beth Accomando spoke with two of the artists, UC San Diego professor Shirok Yadagari, who composed the music for Green Memories, and Hugo Williams of the Australian collective Pony Cam that's presenting Burnout Paradise.
Shirok, you wear many hats. You are a faculty member at the UC San Diego Department of Music. You are also the associate director of the Qualcomm Institute on campus. And you are the composer of Green Memories, which will be running at the WOW Festival this year. So explain what Green Memories is and what people can expect from it.
Green Memories is a surround experience. It's an immersive experience. When they come in, they'll come into our new space. This new space is equipped with 32 channels of audio with 3 channels of video. So it's somewhat surround video. They'll come. Some people will have a chance to sit down and enjoy a very meditative, relaxed feel. We'll have chairs available as well. But they'll experience a fully immersive sound around them and visuals. And the piece is really meant for people to have a moment to relax and meditate on our position on Earth and our connection to the Earth and our ecology.
As you mentioned, it does have a very meditative feel, and it very much takes you out of all the kind of buzz and bustle of the world. But since this is for radio, explain a little bit of what the visuals look like and what that feeling is of being immersed in those images.
The visuals that are created by Memo Acton, a colleague at the Visual Arts Department, are originally live recording of various elements that have been processed and created somewhat algorithmically, and then process with AI techniques. And some of these images are very slow moving waves, like perhaps like water. We've been talking about it in terms of what this represents. We have the water, we have the fire, we have the waves, we have the earth, the four elements. And you'll see very slow moving graphics that come from real recordings. So at the same time, you can think of them as machine generated, while there are also very real, and you could connect to them as real life motions of various elements, and visuals will move around them.
And we talked about how this does have a sort of relaxation to it, but there is a poem within this piece that initially does not present itself in English, and it adds another layer of meaning, which is not quite as relaxing or calming as the visuals and the other sounds, the music.
That is correct. The piece is based on a poem by Furugh Farrukhzad, who was a poet in 50s back in Iran. Just to say one note, all Iranians know that poetry is the most important art form in Iran, and many of art forms go back to it. And Farooq was this very special character who spoke about the current political, social, and ecological problem in extremely simple manner. In this poem, I Pity the Garden, she seems to be talking about her little garden at the back of her house. And the poem reads, "No one thinks of the flowers, no one thinks of the fish, no one wants to believe that the garden is dying, that its heart is swollen under the sun, and its mind is slowly draining of green memories." And I should say, she wrote these in 1959. And like many of her other poems, we now realize what a visionary she was and how much she saw, not only in just ecology, but how our interpersonal relationship and political setting and social settings affected our full ecologies, both social ecologies, but truly our natural ecologies as well. So you hear the absolutely beautiful voice of Azam Ali singing in a language that she has created. That's actually in the beginning parts, those words that she says don't come from a certain language. This is a technique that she uses in order to create musical phrases without using any specific language. But at the end, that last poem is sung in English. And you're correct. The idea is that for us to sit through this moment, meditate, relax, but then at the end, with these words, we're faced with a rather startling reality.
So how do you feel about the WOW Festival being presented on campus at UCSD and kind of encouraging this collaboration between the campus and the La Jolla Playhouse?
I absolutely love it. I think the WOW Festival ignites so many different aspects of the campus. And I always say when the WOW Festival comes, it brings campus to life. They connect with wide variety of audiences. They bring many extraordinary pieces that have many different type of sensitivities. There is something almost for everybody, taken from children to people who are interested in some entertainment, to people who are interested in really high art. And the WOW Festival is really trying to bring something that is not usual proscenium-like theater type. So I'm very happy that we are collaborating with him, and I'm also extremely delighted that the Qualcomm Institute is one of the sites that they will have a number of pieces performed there.
And is there anything else you want people to know about this presentation at WOW?
Well, as a whole, I just want to invite everybody to come to WOW. There is lots and lots to see. For this piece, I think just leave 20 minutes of your time. The piece is 20 minutes, and in and out takes less than half an hour. And I'm hoping people will come at a moment that they want to take a moment to relax and hopefully walk out with a lot of green memories. Even though we talk about that the difficulty is about the green memories leaving the mind of the garden. But we have to be mindful of our ecology. That's what I really hope that people take out of this little moment, that we meditate, we relax, but we also understand our responsibility towards Earth.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking about green memories in this exciting new space at UCSD.
Thank you very much for the interview. You're always kind, and I'm always really happy to hear your stories about art. So I'm really pleased that I'm here talking to you.
That was Shirok Yadagari, the creator and composer of Green Memories.